Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. In the third decade of the 21st century, I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Michelle Worker is here. She's our new friend. She's trying to restore some order and with a great aplomb, but not quite as much success as she probably would like. She's the author of the outstanding book that's taken the world by storm, The Gray Rhino, How to Recognize and Act on the Obvious Dangers We Ignore. Folks, you may never have a black swan, but you will have, you already have had, you will have, and you'll continue to have gray rhinos in your life. And the question is not, Michelle, I think the question is not, are you going to have them? The question is, what are you going to do with them, right?
Exactly. Exactly. We so see so many people thinking about risks and, you know, making lists of the risks and things, but they don't focus enough attention on themselves and their own reactions. And sometimes people get a little defensive going, you know, what do you mean I'm not paying attention to this obvious thing? And I'm saying you shouldn't be defensive about it. You should, you know, actually be glad. You're human. But once you realize that you're more vulnerable to these things, then you can do something about it. It's like if you live next to a train. I mean, you know, I grew up in the Midwest in Texas, where it's pretty hard not to live within earshot of a train. You block it out. And that's what we do with so many obvious things. So you have to make an extra effort to see it and then really follow up and, you know, be honest with yourself and accountable about how you're doing dealing with it.
Speaking of that, see, you just made me think about something. What if the gray rhino isn't coming at you like a freight train? What if you're actually riding astride of the darn thing? What if it's one of your paradigms that you can't seem to get rid of, you can't seem to admit that you're on, and it's going to take you down? What about that? Could a gray rhino be that close? It's not, you know, you're not being hit. You're not going to be hit by the horn because you're riding on the darn thing. It's going the wrong way. What do you think? What do you think?
Well, it's funny. It's actually an image I use a lot, but the riding it, I tend to use more as you're harnessing the strength. You're making the rhino work for you. And, you know, the rhino may be right in front of you. It's been fascinating to me to see how people sort of take it on their own. Some people imagine it as, you know, being off on the horizon. Some people imagine it being, you know, slow moving. Some people see it really right in front of them. You know, when I imagined it pawing the ground and snorting and getting ready to charge at you. But in truth, when you're diagnosing it, one of the things you ask is, you know, how close is it and how fast is it moving? So it's actually part of the process, right? And a part of it can be, you know, am I getting trampled by it or am I hopping on the back and using it for good?
Well, but I guess the way I was thinking about it was, it's coming at your business. It's going to destroy your business, but you're not doing anything about it. So you're actually giving it, you know, license. You're actually empowering it because you're riding on it. You're part of the problem. If you won't get out of your own way, could you be the gray rhino?
Yes, we often are our own gray rhino. It's very interesting. And I find that one of the big gray rhinos that companies have is what I call a meta gray rhino. It's sort of a structural or process thing where the way they make decisions, you know, if you're a CEO and you don't ask for enough opinions, you know, are you asking your customers what they really care about, whether you're giving it to them? Are you keeping an eye on the economy and whether you've got a big enough cushion of, you know, if the pandemic started, have you applied right away for emergency assistance? And so some of your own process and the way you make decisions, whether you just pull ideas out of the air and whether you test them, whether you have the people around you to give you the advice you need is part of it. And I find that this decision-making gray rhino is something we see from small businesses to the very biggest ones. And it's something that many companies have to deal with first before they can deal with the rest of their gray rhinos.
Well, that's exactly right, because most of the time, if you're dealing with the gray rhinos that you created, and I hope you don't mind me, you know, taking that direction, if you're dealing with the gray rhinos that you're you're creating, you're managing with those. You can't see the ones that are coming from outside, externally. What do you think? Last thoughts.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a matter of seeing it and going to the right sources and pushing yourself to see what you right. might quite honestly not be seeing naturally, but it's like a muscle. You train your eyes to see the gray rhinos in front of you.
And folks, this is why the gray rhino is such an amazing metaphor. We can use it. We can put it. We can grab a hold of it. It's a handle we can hold on to and affect our future. Hey, I need your website, Michelle, please.
It's thegrayrhino.com, gray with an A. You'll get you there, too, but gray with an A is better.
Thank you. Will you come back, Michelle? Good job today.
I would love to. I love talking with you so much.
We'll do it again real soon. Michelle Wooker, ladies and gentlemen, the Gray Rhino. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.